Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Women's Grace and Grit. Today's show is Women's Power is Not What You've Been Taught. And my name is Jaikar, and I have been working with this understanding, this very unique information, for many, many, many years. I was introduced to this concept of women's power being unique and different than power that's now exercised back when I was beginning to work with teachers from the East, and also teachers that were native to indigenous people in the Americas. So I'm very excited about this. I'm very passionate about this. And as my clients know, my knowledge about this and their willingness to risk trying something different has led them into very happy and successful results. But as people will often say to me, how come this isn't out there? And I said, well, because it's not. And we are moving into a time when it will become more and more understood. So I'm going to read what the write-up is and then share some thoughts about how women's power is not what you've been taught. Women are the leaders the Dalai Lama has said will be leading us to a better world. But here's the catch. It won't be through leadership as it's now exercised, nor through power as you've been taught. Women's power is a both-and form of power and requires a woman to have intimacy with her grace, grit, and gratitude as a woman. Today we're going to talk about some things you were not taught about exercising your power as a woman, and how power is commonly exercised, and how we understand power when we're taught about power is not a wise choice, nor is it a successful choice for women. I would argue it's not successful for men, but again, women, this is women's kind of time to come into leadership, and part of that is understanding how you have power. So we're going to start with talking about how power for women is an inside job. Now, what do I mean by that? Power for women as an inside job really means that the foundation of power, the foundation of choices, inspiration for choices, and kind of the support and courage for actualizing those choices, taking action on those choices, requires an intimate relationship with your soul and spirit and heart as a woman. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean is outside of us is what we see. It's what we've been taught. It's what is what I call common consciousness or the common collective. It's what we've created so far. And the teaching that we all receive as we go from childhood into our adult years is to do what is already done. However, what that means is we just keep circling and circling and circling the same choices and consequences, which is what our world is like. And you can see it gets worse and worse and worse in terms of, and by worse I mean, the markers of a successful civilization are, how are the young treated and how are the old treated? And is there security, health, and, well-being for all citizens? Well, I don't think we're doing such a great job on that as, those are the markers for a healthy civilization. And this is why the Dalai Lama, who is one of the few spiritual teachers, I have to say, through my many, many, I've spent almost, well, actually, I'm working on my fifth decade of working with spiritual teachers, spiritual wisdom keepers, healers. And I've been, I've had a lot of experiences with a lot of types of teachers in a lot of, and with their relationship, with their power. And the Dalai Lama is, to me, a very inspirational person. He's a very clean person, meaning he's not trying to build an empire. He's not trying to sell something. And life sent him through some hard curves pretty early to learn from as well. So if Dalai Lama says, look, you know, it's really up to women to do this leadership and show the way into a better world, I'm going to give him the benefit of that doubt. And then I, you know, I've explored in my thoughts, what does that really mean? So I think what it really means is this both and form of power. Both and means your perception is and so is mine. And how do we form a collective action, a common action that we can then both stand behind enough to be cooperating, to be unified in making different choices? Women are very intimate with what I call the life of life, meaning, you know, raising children, nurturing children, often the ones tending the elders, heading up the volunteer communities. And I don't mean this solely. You know, I'm always grateful to see the fathers, the men, you know, the boys showing up in the service of their community. Yet it is mostly women. It's mostly women who show up in, you know, spiritual retreats, in self-help retreats, in healing retreats. I don't think of this as because they're more needy. I think of it as we're all in training. As women, we're all in training for how do we take our compassion, our care, our courage for what we know helps a human being, you know, be healthy, be happy, and to be whole. So, and both and means it's not either or. We live in times that are about either or. Either you can have power or I can have power. Either you can get what you want or I can get. It's an either or. It's a hierarchy. It's a polarity. So women's job, and this is why I say women are in training, women's job is to go down and do their own healing. You know, they're healing about their anger about men, their anger at feeling it's not fair, you know, that they need to often be the ones to offer compassion first or forgiveness first. You know, when you kind of find yourself, there's two groups of words I always caution my clients about. Shoulda, woulda, coulda is one group. And fair and unfair and right and wrong and good and bad, that's the second cluster of words I go. Be careful when you hear yourself using those words. Because what it means is you are in polarity. Polarity, again, is this old form of power. It's an either or. Either, you know, you win or I win, or you lose or I lose, right? So, and women's job, you know, is really kind of her elemental job is to nurture, grow, initiate, heal, lead community. You know, whether you call it a family, whether you call it, you know, a relationship, a marriage partnership, and we're being asked to kind of bring that to the next level. And again, I can hear women out there going, but that's not fair. You know, why do I have to be the big one? And, you know, when I'm fighting or when he's done something stupid or, and I go, because it's not about right or wrong or good or bad. This is what I'm saying. These, be careful. These, you know, that cluster. It's going to get you in trouble because you're not going to build a relationship. One of the things I was talking with a client today, a couple, and I said, you know, one of the things we are not taught is the elemental nature of men and women. Elemental nature of men is they're both awed and inspired by women, and they're also terrified. Why are they terrified? Because we have a lot of power as women, but we don't often, or we haven't been encouraged and taught to use it, to, first of all, know it, engage it, and use it. And, you know, you watch the sitcoms and they'll say little snarky things like, yeah, you know, you're never going to win, or just say, yes, dear, right? Well, there's kind of snarky, but I'm always impressed by how common that kind of understanding, which is, you know, a woman can create or a woman can destroy. And, you know, when we are in our destructive mode, that is very terrifying to those who don't have the kind of capacity that we have as women. You know, men don't know how to grow a human being in their body while asleep from two cells. We do. That's a huge, huge creative capacity. So we haven't been taught, this is why I say women's power is not what you've been taught. We haven't been taught what our power is. We haven't been taught how to language it, how to receive it, how to wisely exercise it. And so we often kind of are shooting in the dark. And the problem is a man will be willing and excited and inspired to be that elemental man, which is the provider, the protector, to, you know, the initiator, when he feels covered, when he feels led by the wisdom of a woman. So, you know, you can see the play right here that I often am, you know, watching and trying to, you know, gently pivot in male-female relationships. You know, the male feels like the woman is the leader, and the woman is angry that the man isn't the leader. But then again, she doesn't really want him to be a leader. She just wants him to agree with her. And so there she misses her opportunity to, you know, as I call it, grow a man from a boy man. But we're not taught this. Women are not taught this. And so our power is not known to us. And part of what allows us to be willing to heal the past wounds and heal the rage at men. And again, I'm not saying this is not legitimate rage and legitimate anger and frustration. I'm simply saying that if you want to make a better world, if you want to change things, you have to get past your own wounds. You have to get past your own unwillingness to forgive. And those are things that are what I call mystical graces. Forgiveness is not a logical choice. The willingness to forgive the, you know, historical rage that lives within every woman is not a logical choice. It's a mystical grace. And that's why, for me, I say, you know, and I hold that power for women is an inside job. It needs us to go into that sacred place within us, that sacred temple that each of us have, men and women, and ask for the grace to forgive, and ask for the grace to heal, and ask for the grace to lead. And then from that relationship of asking humbly, deeply, for release, for surrender, for forgiveness, will come answers, will come basically communications from within you for how to make that so and how to lead forward in your life from that forgiveness, from that surrender, from that grace. So it's very practical, this power and this leadership capacity we're being invited to access and embody, but it requires going within ourselves and becoming intimate and trusting that softer voice of the soul and that feeling, that nudge that comes from the heart, and doing our own healing so we don't simply keep the ping pong game between men and women and really, you know, the circling of our tail that we're doing with ongoing wars and going. And when women are willing to do that, miracles happen. You know, I have couples who come in, they've been through, you know, affairs, through crisis. I've had women come in, you know, tremendous physical challenges or emotional challenges, and I say, just be willing to follow me a few times here, and then you can assess the success. When you go inside, there's nothing you cannot effect. But it requires, and again, nobody can do this by himself. It's why I've worked with teachers and healers and wisdom keepers for, as I said, I'm in my fifth decade, because we're not taught this, and our cultural norms are not there yet. And we have DNA that's come through, you know, as women, generations of being, you know, denigrated and, you know, being targeted for destruction and denied and delegated to lesser beings. So don't get me wrong, this is not a simple linear process. It's a complex process, but we're up to it as women because that's who we are. So I'm going to leave you with that. I know it's a little bit about something I'm very passionate about and I also have great success with. But if you have any if you have a situation, if you know someone who has a situation, send them my way. And again, I offer a free introductory session. It's often an hour by phone, where we just kind of go over and you know, I offer a safe refuge and container place to share what's going on, and I then offer, you know, some thoughts and also suggestions for what might ease that and how to go forward if so interested. But it's you know, the way to get to that opportunity is to go to my website, jaikaur.com, and go to the contact tab and click on it, and you'll find a questionnaire. It's online. It's private. It's confidential. Fill it out. It comes to me, and we'll set up a time by email to talk by phone. But I'm saying this not as a pitch as much as, make no mistake, the times you were born in are very, very challenging. They're a tremendous change and opportunity, but also with a lot of danger. You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat that we're up Schitt's Creek in a lot of places. But again, often the people that come to me, they're like, I have nowhere else to go, and I'm at the end of my, you know. I often go, well, you know, be grateful that your life brought you to such despair or challenge or unhappiness, you will do the different choices. So we're being asked to really get into a pressurized situation so we make different choices. And we all need help doing that. There's not a person on the planet who would be telling anything but a lie if they said they did it by themselves or through books or through, you know, the occasional weekend seminar. So with that, I'm going to leave you. Happy spring. Happy Easter to those of you who celebrate it. And I will see you. I will be with you again in a couple weeks. Okay. Bye.